This book is an attempt to reconstruct the world that came and largely went in the late 1960s and early 1970s. Defining 68 is difficult, and the next chapter is devoted to the various ways in which one might do this. It would be useful, however, to begin with some simple points. First, I have distinguished between 1968, by which I mean a single eventful year, and 68, or the long 68, by which I mean the variety of movements that became associated with it, and sometimes reached their climax in 1968, but that cannot be understood with exclusive reference to that year. In chronological terms, I have not set precise frontiers. Most of my account concerns events in the late 1960s and early 70s, but I have sometimes gone back further in time, especially with regard to America. As for when 68 ends, in the obvious sense that many who are most active in it are still alive, and that a small but significant minority of them reached the apogee of their influence around the end of the 20th century, 68 goes on for several decades. In at least one important respect, my approach may seem perverse, and, indeed, to run counter to my own emphasis on a long 68. I have been influenced by the work of French historians on what they refer to as les années 68. By this they mean something familiar to what I mean by the long 68. Together with the efforts of French historians to décentre, the year 1968 has often gone an effort to décentre the French 68 geographically and to emphasize the role of the provinces, rather than focusing on Paris. However, I have come to feel that an approach based on the 68 years sometimes works better for other countries than it does for France itself, or at least that it obscures some aspects of the French experience. I understand the enthusiasm of French historians to escape from a hackneyed view that centres on the Boulevard Saint-Michel and to broaden the scope of their analysis. I also appreciate that this broadening of emphasis sometimes goes with a desire to assert the significance of 1968 against those who dismiss it as ephemeral. It seems to me, though, that French historians have become the victims of their own originality and sophistication, and that they do not give enough weight to the unique drama of France, especially Paris, in May and June 1968, a time when demonstrations involved tens or even hundreds of thousands of people, and when almost 10 million workers were on strike. Even those who were most involved in the radicalisms of the 1970s often explained their action with reference to the high drama of 1968. One recalled, "We learned more in a month than they," his teachers, "had taught us in 7 years of study." For this reason, my chapter on France adopts what would once have seemed a conventional approach, with an almost exclusive focus on the year 1968, especially just 2 months of that year, and with a heavy emphasis on Paris. I recognize that the French 68 needs to be set in a longer chronological span and a wider geographical view, but I've tried to do this in the broad thematic chapters, partly because I wish to take French historians seriously when they talk of setting France in an international context.